Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one.
Welcome, everyone. It's Fun Friday. I hope you're ready to have some fun. We're here at 773-897-6461. I have a lot of individuals asking, how do they get a hold of us for other information? We're going to tell you all of that stuff. I'm so glad to have your new individuals are writing us and your older individuals and as good individuals as any individual. This is Jethro. I am a born-again psychic, and I'm going to be talking to you a little bit more today about some of the emails you guys are writing in. I love it, and I want to, you know, have you get with us. You asked me one of the reasons that we do the show. Patty is a phenomenal psychic, gifted medium. All of you know is Patty Negri, whose lovers are delightful. We say White Witch, hands down. I'm going to read you some reviews that friends have sent us for Patty. But Patty and me, we've done this for a long time. I have to ask Patty why she does it. I want to make sure you guys realize that I hope you're having fun, and that's what the psychic wild part is. So sit down and relax, and let me introduce the most phenomenal medium psychic who's been doing it since the age of 8, Patty Negri. Patty, how are you doing?
I'm great, Jethro. How are you? I'm listening to your question asking me why I do it. You mean I have a choice? No. What? Nobody told me. No. I mean, it's my passion. It's a gift I was given, and it's beautiful and it's fun, and there's nothing better to me than helping people and helping people to maybe see a new perspective, a new light, a new way of looking at things, and a little information here and there goes a long way. That's why I do it. And I didn't know there was an option.
I love it. You know, those of you know, it is our call. It's kind of like a gift and a curse. You're going to do it, and you enjoy doing it, but you just got to do it. So it's excellent. I've got a question here for Pat. We've got a couple of individuals writing in. And remember, you guys, Catch Us Over Here, we've got a chat room open, and we welcome you to the show. It's like It's Gone Wild, and you can go in and chat with me and Patty live and real there, too, if you enjoy. I want to tease a couple of you. They wrote a really funny thing. It's taking me a second to read it. Patty, I need to know, is it able to send things through your phone? I have a friend of mine who texts me. Every time that he texts me, things have been real odd. He teased me once that he had done something. We were always joking around, and I didn't take it too serious. Unfortunately, I thought maybe my mind was playing with me. The last couple of times he has texted me, especially at work and other things, I've gotten in trouble.
That's a good question. To me, I think texting, not that we don't all do it, and it doesn't, and not that it doesn't have its place, it is actually the least energetic way to communicate. Because it's versus speaking or even phone or messaging, or you're seeing and there's an energy going across. But on the other hand of that, everything is energy. And if he's doing something to you, it's a medium. Like even though we go on ghost sense, and you, whether you have fancy ghost equipment or you're walking around with a chime or a dowsing rod, it's something to connect into. So I guess if somebody really decided they're going to send you some wackety energy of some sort through their text or something attached to their text, they can. Though I honestly think it would be the least effective way, because it's just – it's just the least energetic way out there of doing it. But tell him if it's bad things, not to do it.
Well, exactly.
Don't get in trouble. That's not good.
I don't think that's magic. I think it's more common sense. I got to be honest. I love what I said there. It's energetic. I know that most places you work kind of don't want you to do that because you're taking your mind off. But it's kind of like driving. You know, it's not only
right.
Against the law, but it's just not appropriate. I love that. Along those same lines here, we have a question for me asking me if I would do a one-question reading if they just text me and were able to get their answer that way. And I have to say no, because exactly what Patty just said, I don't get enough energy through it. And even if I've read you before, I have to have a picture or your voice, something to work with your guides, because in fairness, I'm not going to give you an answer unless I can accurately feel and know that the guides are there. That's why I've been doing this quite a few years. You don't want a psychic that's inaccurate. It's just like a clock that's inaccurate. It doesn't do anything for you. So you want me to make the contact. And I do know those of you who do the one question thing, the best way to do that is do it through an email with me. Send me your most recent picture. And I've teased a couple of you. You know, they're like, I don't have a selfie. Now that we have that cell phone, snap a selfie. I'm not going to check your hairstyle, your dress, what clothes you bought. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look at that aura. I want to see the outer part of the front of the profile there around your head and energy. So with the question you're talking to me, I can see if it's coming in, if there's changes. So I love this guy. Today it seems to be, we got another one here with a text call. We've got from New York City. Patty, I want to know, this is a really wild question to me. You said it was low energy field. Is it possible with your mediumship? Have you ever had someone from the other side text you an answer?
No, I haven't had him a text. I've had phones ring. I've had telephone stuff. Again, there's a connection there. There's more of an energetic connection. But I have never had anybody from the other side text me. They probably know that I'm just not that into texting. They said, oh, no, we better just go talk to her in her dreams or something. Let's do a full body apparition because she hates texts.
Yes, I love it here. And a couple of you were asking me, where do I go? You go to pattynegri.com and look at some of the reviews here. I'm reading these off the internet. These are real live reviews. Best White Witch, hands down, extremely knowledgeable. It makes you feel relaxed and comfortable in her presence. Her connection to spirit and source is superb, worth every penny. This is a gentleman in Sun Valley, California. Another client of Patty writes down from Los Angeles, California. Patty's the real deal. She is kind, direct, and so incredibly helpful. She's helped me through both big and small issues and knows how to get to the heart of something. I think she would be helpful to anyone looking to get insight and answers. That's in the pudding. That's what I love about the new technology. I agree with Patty. Texting is not my grab it, but the really thing I do love is I love Google. We used to have word of mouth, and it's a great way of publicity. We all know that you're as good as your last reading, but sometimes word of mouth, out there does not give you that. You're looking for a good psychic and you have no one in your family or anyone to call. We now resort to, the computer. type it in. You know, take the time, get to know the lady. You know, I've had people ask me, what's the difference between me and Patty? A lot, but the really great thing is we're all after the same goal, helping you. I don't know how to answer that. You know, Patty, what would you say about the fact that you have done work and people know that you are a witch? Is it uncomfortable, or at any time in your town do you feel like you maybe have to say differently when you're doing your normal daily affairs?
No, I will remember I live in Los Angeles. We're pretty liberal, but I do travel a lot. And again, I don't walk around wearing, you know, pointy hats and, you know, funny, though I'm wearing witch boots. I'm wearing lace-up witch boots. But I mean, it's not, it's what I am. It's who I am. It's just part of who I am. People in the grocery store might think, you know, she's a little odd on occasion, but I'm not going to do, and again, I'm not going to focus on it. Coming from my acting background, which I have, even when I'm working with clients, you speak to your audience. I have my one truth, but my one truth, if I'm talking to a group of 7 years old, is going to be worded differently than I'm talking to a group of college graduates, which will be worded differently than if I'm talking to a bunch of metaphysical leaders or a group of fellow psychics or intuitives, or if I'm speaking to a group of skeptics. I will give the same thing in a completely different wording. The same thing, if I'm working with somebody who I know's belief system is maybe they're very heavy Christian or very heavy Buddhist or very heavy Muslim, and that's why I study all those religions, because I find the truth in all those religions. I would rather talk into a language they understand, exact same truth. So I'm not going to go, you know, use witchy words. I mean, I don't anyway. I don't know what that means. I work elementally, but no. But if it's about the message and how you deliver it.
I love that. And speaking on this side, it's the same thing with the word psychic and the intent. And living in a small town, I can relate with what you're saying. And I'll tell you, the best thing that was brought to my attention was my son in sixth grade got up and told everybody what his dad did for a living. People had assumed, because of my food service family, and I did have a normal job at the time because I was raising five kids, that that's all I did. The hilarious thing was he not only had gotten this really good award of it, but he surprised the psychic, because I was a little very nervous in a small town. I was afraid they might come to my house and put up crazy signs against me, so, you know, put tinfoil in their head when I went to get gas. I can relate with what you're saying, but I love what Patty just told you. Naturally, you're not, I hate to tell you, you're not going to go in a store and go, oh, she's the witch and he's the psychic. You're going to laugh and say, that woman over there is real silly and she's blonde and having a great time. That's Patty. You're going to hear a laugh. You're going to know the woman's happy. That's Patty. You'll hear me talking about food. That's Jethro. But what's beautiful about it and what we do is we wear ourselves well. Be comfortable doing this. I love the fact that you wrote me and you're a little nervous. You did a cute thing there, and I will tease you. I love the little indications and stuff that you put there, but I don't know. I don't know the lingo. I'm psychic. I know laugh out loud. The rest of it, I hope, is good stuff, and I wish you the best. But, you know, what I want to tell you is we're real people. That's the ones you want to get. When they start telling you they're the seventh sign or the eighth house and the 47th, and when they have these revelations, they got to go sit on a hill and get thousands of dollars, hang up the phone or run quickly, because that's the person that's not doing this live. We do real affordable readings. I mean, wouldn't you say, Patty? I mean, that's, you've got to be comfortable being who you are. You've been doing this, oh my gosh, for a few days.
A thousand years. No, you have to. And again, listen to somebody who's really about you. They're not coming up with stock answers. They're not, the second you walk in, they're not going to tell you you have a demon on your back or a family curse. And then it's going to cost a little more money, or we need a special candle from the church, or, I've got to do this special.
And this is great.
So that's why you do look up people. Look on the internet. Get real referrals. Get somebody who's certified, like Jethro and myself. We went through testing. And they do background checks on us and everything. American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I mean, we're not the only game out there, but you could look at the legit people, and you could look at the people who are just out to take your money.
I love this, Patty. Listening to you and Jethro again, it's good to hear you guys back. I love all the information. I know you're going to be doing readings, and I hope you pick my phone number, Jethro. All right, we'll see. What I've got to ask is, Patty, how do I get American certified? I've been doing it for a long time, but I seem to be not able to understand, where do I go and who do I talk to?
Well, you can talk to me. call me. Our website, though, I must say it's a wacky, not very well representative website, but that's okay. AMCPM.org. AM for American, CPM for Certified Psychics and Mediums.org. You can call me. And we look at somebody, we want you to have a little bit of a history to you that you've been doing it a while, that hopefully you have professional things like websites and all the stuff that everything's trackable. So we could look into you, and then you test. You test. If you're testing for psychic medium, I will have you do readings on probably 3 or 4 people, and I will listen in quietly. We'll know I'm there. If you want to test for something specific, like astrology that I'm not, you would test that with Patrice Cole. We have a different – we're called chief examiners. If you do, like, shamanism and witchcraft, you would test with me, and I test you on basic knowledge of things, depending on how you're going, and then, of course, we test you for your gifts.
Well, you guys got the answer. It's easy to do. I love it. We will be getting to the phone. Don't go wild on us. I know we love you when we give you a few readings. You want to do that. And I'm going to read you something here. It means very much to me. The gentleman who wrote in, and what he really loved is that our show, you can go on any of the other sites, and we welcome that. We love the individuals who are doing this. But if you go in, you notice the time on the phone is basically you're listening to other people's readings and time. What me and Patty are more structured, and this is why we're wild, is we're giving you real tangible information to use at home. Patty has taught you how to manifest money. I have taught you different psychic abilities to raise your gift. Patty, both of us do it. You know, I want Patty to real quickly tell you about her email, because I know a lot of you have been trying to contact me. You got to get a hold of Patty for it. I can send you over. I help her with, you know, I will see one of her things and send it if you do to me. But I, you know, most of the time I just have your friend, Patty. Patty, what is the email you send out monthly that has all the great news?
What was that?
The Witch's Brew. They're asking you about your...
Oh, my... Somehow I just went... my newsletter. Yeah, sign up for it. You can sign up from my professional Facebook page or write from my pattynegri.com, and then I send it. I want to send more than I do, but... 4 times a year, whether I send out things like how to do this, how to do that, keep your house cleansed and clean, how to, you know, be in gratitude, and just fun little simple do at home things to help empower in your quality of life. Eventually it'll be once a month. I don't try to sell anything. I don't try at all. It's just my little gift back of knowledge and information. So sign up for it, because one will be coming soon. Oh, you know, I'll talk about sound magic, working with sound, or whatever I'm so inspired to do.
I love it. We're going to grab those. Those of you know, we play the prize. It's always wild. We do give out prizes and things here. We're having something going on. I don't know if it's a speech event or what, but you guys are teasing me. We have a lot of people on the phone. Hang on. 856, you're first to go. 256, we got this right on down. We've got a lot of individuals. Some of you guys got an idea with it. I love the fact that we are giving away prizes again. I want to tease you. We're going to take an email. I need to have you do it to me. I'm just write to psychicjethro@aol.com. Those of you asking, where do I get to get my stuff in? If you're embarrassed, you can give us a pass name. We can go ask the question over the air. I do realize, you know, some of you individuals, and that's what we have a thing. I like the confidentiality too. It's a private thing. Use it. I'm not going to read your email ever. The address over there. All I will read is the question. So that's what's answering all of you new ones. I'm glad you guys are having fun. I love you for the positive you're sending back. We will be giving away a beautiful, it's a sterling silver inlaid jade. I'm sorry, I'm having a day. A silver inlaid jasper necklace. It is a Picasso jasper. For those of you who know what it is, it has a very beautiful outer light yellow with reds and blues. It's very pretty. I unfortunately don't have a picture yet on Facebook, but you guys know the prices are always good. This is a $35 value necklace set with a necklace with it. So what you will do is you will be able to win the prize if you write to psychicjethro@aol.com. We'll pick one winner here today, and we'll say it over the air. I will say your name, or you can use an alias. I have a couple of you writing me, Jethro, I'm just really nervous. Just give us an alias. You know, Mama Donna, I don't care who you are, just as long as you're getting your questions answered and I can speak. 856, how you doing, 856? This is Psyche Jethro. How's your day?
Hi, Jethro. This is Laura. My day's been okay. How about your day?
Obviously, I'm having a little bit of trouble. I think I need a little more coffee. I broke the coffee pot this morning. But my day, I'm just a little.
You're on fire, baby. I love it.
true.
I was like, what?
I don't feel the same anymore. I feel like I keep hearing that, you know, it's good to the last taste. Something's telling me to go get coffee for the safety of everyone. And it's just, I feel a little, maybe a little edgy. But other than that, I'm fine. Lori, do you want to go to the question you got?
I would like to know if you see me getting a job this month or next month.
I'm going to go ahead and go here a little bit, and I'll have Patty come behind me this time. I feel like that you are going to get the job, but I have to say it, what took a little bit is I see it a little later. I feel like what you've got in or what's happening, you've got something that's not getting the right contact. I don't feel you've gotten to an interview stage or you've got something that's – I feel like you're what the way you're going about the job, is this through the computer or is this through something that's maybe not making the right contact? Have you been getting contact back from the people that you're doing your resume or your follow-backs? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've had some phone interviews, and I had a couple in-person interviews, and I was turned down for a couple of the jobs, and I'm waiting to hear back about some of the others.
Patty, am I on this? Why am I feeling this?
No, I'm what I'm getting too is somehow it's in the energy. I see how Jethro interpreted it, like not the right channel. I'm seeing it as almost your full strength, your first energy. That's what they're going to hire. Whatever your skills are, whatever it is you do, that energy within you, and I think you've had that a little bit blocked. Does that sound possible to you, that you haven't been in your full energy strength of who you are?
I'm not really sure what that means.
Okay. You know, just like at a scale of 1 to 100, a scale of 1 to 100, I think the energy you're putting out, just whether it's an interview or whether you're talking or whether you're sending or emailing across, has been block somehow, or the tiniest bit, not a pure connection, like what Jethro was saying. I don't know if there's some fear in there, or it's hesitation in there, or you really don't want this job in there. I'm not seeing what that block is, but I am seeing it as a block that makes you not stand out as much as everybody else to extent, not have the strength that you really do have inside of you, but it's hidden a little too far. Think
well,
on that.
Applied to a couple. I do contract work.
Okay.
And a couple of the contracts that I've applied to, I wasn't thrilled about the thought of working on a contract, but I don't think I projected that in the interview. I need to start working because I've been out of work for a while. So it's not something that I can be picky about at this point.
Okay, well then think about what the good things about contract work are. When you go into a place, it's that classic glass half empty, glass half full. If no matter how good of a poker face you have or what the words come out of your mouth or the best actress in the world, your energy is saying, I don't really want to do this contract work, or I wish I didn't have to have this contract work. But if you go, damn it, whatever about contract work, but I'm going to make money, and I need this money, and I want this money. It's the opposite of desperation, and it's certainly not any of the I need this job, but I don't want this job, because they're going to smell that. They're going to smell that, even if no matter – it's the energy that's off of you. So go in there going, I friggin' love contract work because I know how to do it, and I'm good at it, and it's going to get me money. So I'm the best person for this job, and that's what they'll smell on you.
And Patty's right on with this energy. If you know, Lauren, and we're both feeling this with you, we're both real good, and we are very much into being all with other people, personable with our Libra, and I feel this with you. I feel you also should psych yourself into the energy before it of I really, really like myself. Get into the happy with you, because there's a part of you in there going, you know, and I know, you don't even only want to do it, but there's a part of you kind of bummed at yourself. You have to do it. You're with it. I would do this with the means. I will tell you, I do a lot of different jobs that are not my cup of tea for other reasons, and how I do is I psych myself. I'm going in there to help those people, and the people thing clicks. I feel with you what's going to happen is this is just a step. You're not, you know, this is just to get you through the next door. What you're going to do is utilize this, and then we're going to get you to something better. You're supposed to be doing something different. So once we get that grounding and get that you know, we call the job or the work that you've got, then you can utilize some of that funding to get you into where it is. I do see a better thing coming for you, but you and your guides are, you're at a little bit of a tug of war. Sit down, do a little clear glass of water, and talk with your guides as you would like here, going, we're going to do this, we're going to be great at it, we're going to get through this, we're not selling out, we're just starting a new pattern to go to something better. And see that 5 years down the road. Look at the bigger picture. Grab on to, okay, I'm dealing with rockheads. I'm dealing with this, you know, I have a lot of people work with that part that you do, and you have my respect. It's hard work. So mentally and physically. So you go, okay, we're dealing with it here. And the challenge is, as soon as I get the contract, I'm going to do, because you have another ability. That's why me and Patty both went womb. I mean, you probably would have won the longest stall with both of us. We both talked. The guys went, you want contracting? And they went, I'll be damned if I contract. And they just step back. And so what the angels are saying to you is, they're saying, then get in there and do what you love. Do what you love, and the money will follow, and then you're going to be happy. Talk to me a little bit. You are able at writing. Have you looked at editing, publishing, doing the other works? You've got a very good abilities here. Let's start looking at something over here. You know, you also need a change to do you good. I keep trying that song. Look at some of the other alternatives. I'm going to do a prayer for you, you know, with it. You know, you've got my email there. I won't, you know, charge anything. Just say, I have to have a picture again, as you heard. If you text me, my name's Laura. I can't text to those letters because there's a lot of Lauras. But if you send me something, a picture, a physical, I will do a light in manifesting light to you. And the angels will bring you an answer that night. They'll tell you, you should be doing this, girl, because I think there's something in there you're really supposed to be doing, and that's what it is. Your guides, you are going, you're not sticking me in this hole. I'm a good person, and what you're doing is something. I have to have the money, but the money's not, you know what I mean? Is that helping you, Laura? Or are we driving you over the edge? Are you wild?
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
We'll help you.
Call us back later when you got the cool job, and we're going to start what we're helping you with. Well, that's a dream. You can do it, okay?
Truly.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
No problem. Hang in there. And I know that's frustrating. I had someone tell me, you're not telling me what I want to hear. That's why I'm a good psychic. You know, and I've got one here. We're going to read a real quick email. And I know that he didn't feel that I would read it over the air. It's a complaint on me. The gentleman wants to know why his girlfriend was upset, and now he's having all these problems. He paid for a reading, and he sent her to my office, and she had a wonderful time. She was there over an hour with you. I was very impressed with the way that she was. Unfortunately, 2 days later, she sat down, and now she doesn't want to talk to me. What is going on, and what is she talking about? I've got to change. I got to be honest with you. I won't tell you confidentially whatever happened in there, but I will tell you, because you gave me your astrology and enough confidence that I do know who you're talking about. I do read a lot of people. You've got to learn to pay attention. You're a very nice person, but you're a Capricorn and you're being a stubborn goat. And yes, I will read it over the air. You're not going to get what you want to hear. I don't care if you paid for it. What you're going to get is the best service I can give her. She needs a little time. Nobody has to be at your beck and call. You're a little bit spoiled that you think that it's all about you. You need to listen to your girl. She needs a little time. You respect that. And the next time you're together, give her that time. Don't pick up that phone when the business call. Take that time and talk with her about her and be a good listener. I love the fact that you were happy with it and a little upset that it didn't work out. But, you know, what my suggestion is to you is to heed her warning. Sometimes people need a little time. Isn't a bad thing. They're trying to collect things. Don't panic out that I told her that you're not the one. That's silly. You gotta come in for a reading and see what I really do. We gotta grab a hold of this. 256, how you doing today? 256, how are you today?
Great. How are you? This is Kimberly.
Kimberly, you come back to play with us. Are you ready to go wild?
Of course.
I love it. This is one of those wild times here with Patty and Jethro. And what are we going to do for you on this fun Friday?
Well, I just want to delve into romantic life.
What life?
Romance.
Oh, romantic life. I said nomadic life, and I was like, where are you going on?
How about a romantic nomadic life?
Do you want to take this Dr. Love to start?
I do love readings, and we'll work it together.
I know you do. Okay.
We're so grateful. We both have beautiful relationships, and we believe in this very much. Love is real. Kimberly, I do need a favor from you. I do want a little bit of your astrology, and I got something going on here with your energy a little bit. Do you mind telling me your astrology sign, if you know it, or your birthday? And I need to get...
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio.
Ah.
11, yeah, Scorpio.
November 12th birthday here. That's what's going on between us and the energy. Two Scorpios together. We got a little bit of shielding here. We're going to get serious. You know, the thing about our sign is we don't play. You want the real thing. You know, you're not taking me out to dinner, acting silly, give me wink, wink, and it's going to be all happy hour. You're going to sit down. You're going to talk to me. You're going to be fun. You're going to be alive. We're going to get it going. I do feel you want the real thing. I feel like the relationships you've been getting are not fulfilling. I see you a little dissatisfied with what you've been catching in your pond. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, I'm real blunt, so don't get mad at me. I have enough Scorpios pissed at me this week already. What I love with you and the energy that's happening is you've got someone there that you're not seeing with it because you are strong. This person's a little nervous. I do feel like I see him. Okay, I'm looking at like a clock there. I feel like where you are at, the place that you go to quite a bit, there's a place that you go in and okay, you're working in a cubicle, you're working. Talk to me about your work. That's what I'm wondering if it's work.
I see.
I got the cubicle. Okay, I'm still psychic today. No coffee or not. I've still got your group. I feel that energy. I saw that cubicle. I saw this man. He's like what I would say, putting the clock at 12 o'clock there by the door. He's over here about 5 o'clock. And I feel that this person is in this energy that's trying to get around with the date. I don't feel that you would have a problem dating him. I do feel he's single. I don't see you being the other girl. I do feel that this person is trying to get in. I feel that they're wanting this to take on. And what's causing this odd energy is he's not addressing it. And your patience is going odd of going, okay, where's the person that's supposed to be here? You feel it. Can you feel what I feel? I feel in my stomach. You know you're supposed to be in a serious relationship.
Right.
Yes, and you're in that cubicle, and I got to tease you. I mean, what a job to do. Some people get excited by mental stress. I don't. I have to be wooed. You're not going to get a great date out of me giving me statistics. That's nice, and it helps my bank account, but I don't want to care about what's going on with the numbers. I feel like you need to have an outside place there where you can be Kimberly. Something's going on for you, too. Your guys are telling me that in the next couple months, this relationship's going to be there. I'm getting Anthony, and do you know an Anthony? Is there an Anthony? Why am I keep picking up the name Anthony?
Oh, my God, Jethro. I'm going out with a new guy named Anthony tomorrow night. Oh, my God.
I thank you for calling in. This is real and this is live. And I thank you. We're real. We're doing it right here, right now. I can feel that energy. Yeah, this is a ding ding. Did you feel that energy? You can feel what I'm feeling. You're like, oh my, and they're going, listen, girl, we're doing it. That's a couple nights away. Come on, pay patience. No wonder they're saying that. You know, I think this is going to be really good. They're also telling me, and it's wild, I haven't talked to you in a couple of years. It's been when you called. It's like the guys are telling me that what's happened is you went through another transition. Something's happened for you, and what I see. I'm trying to pull your energy, and I'm not taking your energy. Please get this right. I'm trying to pull the energy around what they're showing me because they tell me that this Anthony, I'm going to let Patty help you, he's got some kind of an ability. I feel like there's something about this Anthony that's going to intrigue you. That's what I'm getting. There's something very good. You know, Scorpios, we have to have a mystery. I'm not dating a bored person. A person that, you know, I lost a date one time. I went out with her. She was very nice, but I lost her because I don't know if she was awake or what was happening with her. Unfortunately, later we come back and said, oh, we're good friends, obviously. But I feel like that's how you are. Am I correct? You have to go out with somebody who wants to really connect with you. You know, it has to be something social.
Right.
You're not just, okay.
Yes.
I'm honest, you're that type of score. Patty, what do you feel with her, Anthony?
Yeah, I get too. I get that it's all this heart, which is, that may be what's even intriguing you, that, wow, and opening up the heart and taking you a little out, because sometimes you overanalyze things. Sometimes you over put things in that left thinky brain, and you don't want to analyze the love thing like that. This is going to be very much from heart, and it's going to feel very fun. You're going to have the feel like a young girl again. That's how it feels to me. So that's what will be intriguing.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you love that, Kimberly? This is why I love Patty. Do you see how that Libra charm just got in there? Sometimes we're intense and we scare people away. She just politely told you,
right,
go have fun, be the girl. You know, don't quiz him right off the bat. Okay, buddy. I haven't heard from you in a while. You know, you can still email me. I haven't talked to you or anything. Write me. I want to hear. I mean, you know, I'm a Scorpio. I won't share with anybody the juice, but let me know how this goes. I've got my bets on Anthony.
Okay. I will.
Love you.
Yeah.
Make sure you put in for that prize.
Love
you can be the winner today. wow, we haven't, you people that haven't talked to us in a couple of years. We've done this a few days, so if you guys are to call in, this gets real emotional for me. I love doing this show. Patty is one of the best. I've listened to her before, and I have to ask her this question. Every time I think of wearing different colors, which she talked about, I want to know why I keep getting this feeling that if I wear green, it won't be lucky for me, and yet I end up wearing it, and it works out okay. Is there something that maybe is going on magically with me in green? I've even told it's my aura, but it just, I don't feel comfortable wearing green to auditions or other things that I do for my new theatrical life. Ooh.
Okay, well, green is a powerful color, and so it has all the attributes that are real that you could look up on the internet or in 1,000 books. So we don't need to go there with it. But I'm getting that it isn't. It could be a lucky color for you, but you could block all that with your fear of it. Remember back when you. I think that you had a bad experience with green when you were very little, not really little, like 4 or 5 years old. I don't know, maybe mommy made you wear something green you didn't like or didn't want to, or somebody, a little kid made fun of the color green, and it's your little kid in you that's having that reaction. So if you can think of something, go back, and don't worry. Don't even worry if you think you're making it up or you're not remembering it correctly. That's okay. That's how spirit works. Just go back to when I was little and green. What did green mean to me when I was at 4 or 5? And then, oh, you might remember something. And then when you do, if you do, or a combination of things, what green meant, then stop remembering. Visualize that little kid in front of you and let them tell you what green means to them. And you will be surprised. Some of it, you go, oh, yeah, that makes sense now. And then correct them and let them know it didn't mean that at all. It didn't mean, you know, you were turdy poop pants because some kid you called you turdy kitty poop pants because you wore a green sweater, you know, to kindergarten. It sounds funny, but correct that little kid in you that's having that reaction.
You got a really stunned person. This is Linda here from Boulder, and you were very correct. Patty, I'm just amazed. I was trying to come up with an alias for Jethro because he does know me, but I don't care anymore. You're very accurate. I was listening to you talk, and I do realize there was something there. I'm trying to remember with my mother now and this church outfit that I didn't seem to wear it right or something that was there. It's very much to me a thing. I'm so honored. If you ever get to Boulder, Colorado, stop in, have a cappuccino on me. I love listening to your show, and today we're all here listening on Pearl Street. Oh, I love you guys. This is a very good person, very beautiful person. And Linda, you need to definitely pick up that pace. Patty's telling you, you know, she was talking about theatrics. She works there and has wrote on a couple of other sites some of her stuff. Talk to different ones that then do this. Patty, I know you do production. What would you suggest to individuals who are struggling in your career? It's not an easy career. You have to each day get up and deal with a lot of, well, I don't know what the word is, but you know. And what do you do? How do you keep someone motivated that has to deal with that day in, day out, public image, all of that stuff you do?
Well, you have to look at the big picture sometimes, go at the end goal, because it's true. You might go on 100 interviews and auditions that you don't get. Some of them you might think you're great and you don't get them. Some of them you might think you sucked and you're not even any good anyway and you still don't get them. You know, some of those you actually do get. But you have to do a combination of going back from the big picture and how this fits into it, and then being in that little moment and appreciate these are the moments you'll look back at. And then again, and Jethro knows this one, and we even talked about it last week, and especially, I mean, in any industry, but super in the entertainment industry, if anything's really important, wear dark blue panties.
I love it. And you guys, that will stay as notorious as one of our best shows up here in Canada. 105.9. And we love you guys in Toronto writing in. We've got them right. Oh, yes. And Patty wears blue panties. I think that Patty's blue panties can go anywhere Patty goes because she should wear them. Was that all of you guys? We love you, Canadians. Remember, you guys, you can contact us. We do Skype readings still. I've had a lot of you asking me, what do I do when I'm having trouble? Get on the website, schedule in. I'm still here. What the thing is, you've got to realize, just with the move, I am like, Patty, we also open up times. You guys, I know I've had a lot of you write to me, you're worried about me busy. It's better just to go in on the scheduler and schedule or contact. We'll get you in. Patty gave it away last week to you when she explained we keep different times open, and we open those up just for that reason so we can help you now. We have what we call it I Need You Now time. Look and contact is surprisingly, I bet we can get you in very quick. What I love about it is we're going wild. I hope you are too. 646, where do you get your kids? 646. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, this is Jethro and Patty on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Are you ready to go a little while here? You got a question. I can feel your energy. You had me nervous. You went out to get potato salad, didn't come back. I didn't know what happened to you.
I can't really hear that well. Hold on, let me move 1 second, okay?
Yes, I want you to feel the whole thing. I got to tease you. You got a very good energy. You're a little honor yourself. I think you're a little wild. Did you find this show on the Google, or what brought you to our wild part of the forest?
No, actually, I have a question. It has to do with my medication.
Okay.
I'm having a problem with my medication, and so I was throwing a curve with it, and I don't know what's going to come out of it or what should I do.
Honestly, we're psychic, not psychologists or physicians. You definitely want to go with what doctors best. We highly recommend that, and it's very good to go with what they're doing. I feel like something's happening here. Are you trying to – have you got your family physician? Has this been something prescribed, obviously, to you, and you're working with –
well, I was going to my physician, and I was tested. You know, usual routine, urine tests and stuff like that. And it turned out that they found something in the urine. And so now my pain management doctor doesn't want to see me. And now I'm trying to find another pain management doctor. And so I have a total of 17 surgeries, and I have another one pending.
Mm.
And I'm also taking care of my mom that has dementia. I also take care of I oversee my granddaughter and help her out, my daughter, that has Crohn's. And so I'm all over the place, physically, mentally, I'm like drained.
Okay,
but
so this,
I know,
this isn't really all about your medication. Yes, your medication, especially if you've had that many surgeries. I have a husband with, like, chronic pain. He's had 3, maybe 4 back surgeries and stuff. You do have to be very, very careful with that, as you know. I'm not going to go there. But I think you're mixing up your family and life situation, and as hard as it sounds like it is, don't fall victim to it. Because if you take on the victim, and with pain medications, I don't even know how to say this right. It's just not a good mixture. Take control of your life, whatever that is. Yes, you have to do what you have to do. Don't mix it up with what your medicine is and all that, because I think that could get you into some trouble. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so find yourself a new pain management doctor, but you have to really listen to them as well.
Okay.
And also, what I'm getting is, how is your food diet, your regular diet?
It's not the best.
No, I think that affects you more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of completely under your control. It's not expensive. It's nothing you need a doctor for.
Mm-hmm.
Again, easy to find information, how to eat healthy, how to eat healthy for any of your conditions, how to eat healthy for pain. So take control. And again, some of that little victim energy that I'm feeling under there will go away when you are at least, you know, taking a stand and you are doing something yourself to make yourself feel better.
Okay.
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 Jethro,
okay.
Anything on it? We can't
same
give
thing.
Medical advice. We just can't. But we can do that.
I understand.
And spiritually, it's okay, and you called the right people. We're here to spiritually help you. We can give you our spiritual opinion, and what we're doing is we're finding other alternatives to help yourself. I do feel like Patty, you know, she's like she just was saying everything. I agree with her. I want to make sure with you that you are taking time for yourself. You've got all these other people you're taking care of. You know, that's what's got you, as you said, all over the place. I, unfortunately, have been a caregiver for years, and you've got to make sure, like Patty said, taking care of you. Have you tried Pilates, breathing, some other exercises that are nice, positive, light, you know, intuitive things that is going to be relaxing to you, where you're doing the counts, you're doing the Pilates breathing, and it's bringing it in. It works real well. I had almost 2 years of some severe pain and some things of mine that I overcome. Mm-hmm. I do feel that I would be working with that. I would get into some groups there that you could take a little time, because you need an hour to yourself. I do some free healing groups. I go to some free Reiki. I do some Crystal Key. But I'm Jean, if you listen to Jeanine Reagan Sinclair on the radio, she's on here too. She does a phenomenal what? I'm 1 and 2 with that. That woman rocks. We're talking a thousand angels and diamonds behind that girl. You want to get a hold of someone like that. You want to talk to, she's going to be able to deal with it. She is a physician in United Kingdom. And what you're going to get is you're going to get a solid person. I would only go to a holistic doctor too. And I know this is my opinion, but I'm telling you, you know, I, unfortunately, Native American, I can't take the other stuff. They gave me stuff before. I have an uptight stomach. It can't be because I eat anything and everything I want. They wouldn't admit that, but they tried to give me all this stuff. I found out a little bit of spiced ginger, long story, heals it all, and it's good to eat. And it's like $2 compared to $78 a month. So definitely get with someone like that. You let us know what's going on. We're going to keep you in our prayers, and I hope we helped you. We gave you a lot of information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let us know what makes you smile.
Yeah, like I said,
it's,
yes, thank you.
And Janine actually has some free download little meditations that are amazing. At crystalki.com, crystalki.com. She's also really good with telling you what kind of Bach flower you need, or this or that or the other thing.
Oh, that sounds really good. Yeah, I just need to get back on track with that. And once I get on track with this, then everything else will fall in place, I'm sure. But, like, right now, like you said, don't fall into that woe's me kind of pity thing I don't want to fall into.
Because then you can't, when you're a victim, you can't fix it. When you take, okay, this is it, and I'm not happy about this, I have to do this, I'm going to do that. When you take control and you take responsibility, then you can change it. And you can.
Yeah.
You can. You're strong.
Thank you.
Think of what you
love
do
you
for everybody. Just do that for you first. All the stuff you do for everybody, do that for you first. You have to fill the well before you give the others water.
Yeah, and that's usually what I do. I do everybody else but me.
Right.
Everybody else but me.
So go eat some really healthy food and drink lots of water, maybe some yummy, good, healthy teas for you, just for you.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. Talk to you later. Bye. We love all you guys for going wild. I hope you're getting in. We got a lot of you going. The times are kicking. We're kicking. We're doing what we can. We're having fun. We know we're in. This is Jethro and Patty Negri discussing any and all wild things that we can do to help you with psychic work, life, fun, just get happy. We've got a lot of individuals that have asked me here, what do I recommend for one of the other radio shows? Well, you just heard of one, and that was Janine. She was one of our wild ones, and it's a very good friend, a dear, sweet person. The other one I want to let you know this, is go to alienradio.com. They are the best. They are individuals, if you're into that they will help you with those questions you have. I have a lot of you writing down here. They are the radio station that I promote if you want to talk about that subject. That's where you go. I do also do Unseen World. You guys know the two phenomenal, both hostesses came from Psychics Gone Wild, Linda and Sandra. They're phenomenal people too. You want to contact those individuals because that's their area. I love you guys, but I've got a question here, and I'll ask Patty. They want to know if we feel that recently maybe something has came down in Washington, D.C. and left Donald Trump here. He doesn't seem to be human, and he seems to have some kind of reptilian way about him. Maybe he's just a snake, but I do feel there's something going on here. I don't have an answer.
I've heard that so many times from so many evolved people. He's there. We have to deal with it. And let's make it to be a good thing. You know, like even anything, those are horrific things, like 911, horrific, horrific dead. But we turned it into a positive. People came together. And I think that's what we have to do with this particular regime as well. And yeah, I have heard of reptilian a lot. And watch those little eyes.
And we're all putting that. I love what Patty said. And you guys be putting positive intent to him that he does those decisions. It does matter. The emotional energy he has, for all of his things, a lot of power and control at this point in time. So keep putting those positive light that he does the right decision and do it. And, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. Getting upset and breaking, or as we saw here, some fire, some other things, unfortunately, that doesn't solve anything. That gets you in trouble, and then it causes a problem. I agree, we've got to make a noise. But if you're burning someone else's material or tearing up a store, someone's got to pay for that. We got to find ways that we can stand up, be proud. I'm not saying sit down and take it, but find a way to make make your voice heard. Like Patty was saying before, you know, she doesn't accept these. I don't accept some of the things that are happening. But two wrongs don't make a right. Put a light stand. Get it together. Get people going. You know, I hear it all the time here. I'm right here, you know, very close to Washington, D.C. Everyone's pushing for the elections to work. They're going in. They're going, okay, this is what we've got. They're getting together. They're working with those groups to say, okay, you've got to say, when you go in there, explain to him, you know, the pipeline, these other issues that are very important right now, some of these other things that are coming up, this wall. We've got to say, you guys, just remember what we were saying here. Don't let this trip you out. You've got to stay strong and positive so that we win out in the light. Every strong, positive light needs a stronger flame for what's right. I love all you guys. We got you coming in. We're getting in on the serious conversation from happy to happy. Now, I hope you're wanting to talk about food, 216. Have you got anything in there to eat? I'm getting hungry with all that. How are you doing?
Jeff, you talk so fast. Do you know that?
I always have. I've been doing it 50 years. I'm sorry. How are you?
That is a great trait. What do you see in my career?
Okay, I need to get your first name, dear. Tasia?
Sharon from Ohio.
Sharon from Ohio. I love it, Sharon. You know, I was teasing you about talking real quick, too.
I know.
Okay. Sharon, you got a serious thing going on. You're scaring me. I don't know what it is, but I've got to tease you. It's like I'm getting a wall with you. You're probably the first woman that's ever put up a wall to me. You hurt my feelings. I will never tease you. I'll slow down. Sharon, I feel there's something there. I feel like that you're working. I'm seeing paper. I'm seeing, is a sale contract. I'm seeing something with sales that is coming with the work. What are you feeling, Patty, with her? I feel like there's something there that's, it's on the table.
Yeah, I feel something there with it's something with a man, with a young man or youthful man.
Full man, okay.
What?
I worked at banking.
Excellent. I do feel it's like I'm seeing like real estate banking stuff. What I'm seeing, and that's what I was seeing, is I'm seeing the turnover of, you know, houses, residuals, that kind of thing, and you handling the banking end of people's mortgages, that kind of work. Am I in the right area? Why do I keep seeing this? You've got a position to do, and you're real good at it. You're just not getting in with the right bank. I feel like somewhere you got shafted or something.
I know.
I got you, Sharon. I made
you're
you.
Right,
I made,
yeah.
Made you. Oh, honey, I got a pain in my side. I mean, the first time I met you, we're sharing pains together. I think we're related. There's something going on here with you, dear. Something's happening because this place got on to you, and now they're treating you, this place that you worked for before is treating you or done something to you to put something on, and you're trying to get back into where you need to be with doing this.
I going to school. I finished. I have one more class. When I get my certification, I can get a new job.
Good. Get out of there, because those people were using you or something.
I know.
Something's not good there. It hurts my tummy, and when it hurts my side, it tells me that they were pulling energy and they were hitting you right in the power. I'm like, sure, you know, you don't touch my power unless you want to take me out for steak dinner, and the job don't do that. But I want to get you cheesy.
You're right. I know that. What do you see that kind of happening?
What do you see with what?
When do you see it happening?
When?
Yeah.
I see it pretty fast. Again, I can't just keep picturing this young man or youthful man. It doesn't necessarily mean age. Kind of creative, but he's getting you. He's going to be real somehow influential, or he's getting who he sees through things that others don't, or something like that. So I don't know. I'm not that good with time. I keep seeing something in two. So I don't know if that's 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 o'clock. That's too vague to really give you. But you do have besides that it's banking, which means numbers, you have an affinity for numbers as well, don't you? You kind of patterns and numbers.
I do.
And yeah, that's a language. It's a, yeah.
Yeah.
So let the universe tell you. Yeah. I think you do too.
I know. The man. What else?
Huh?
What else?
Oh, And Sharon, this is the first time you've called in the show and we've gotten all this energy. I love you. Please call us back to this energy. Tell me your astrology, because there's something going on here. I'm feeling something physical with you. The first time I've ever talked to you, we're out here on with you. But are you taking care of yourself? I feel like there's something in the maybe lower colon or something with the lower stomach. You need to be doing like Concord grapes or something to help your system keep doing. I feel like you're holding your tension there. You got hurt in this other job. You had people treat you not so well. You weren't able to retaliate because your mind is very left. We were talking, Patty got with your numbers and stuff. I feel like you're holding something there.
I pulled my back on.
Dear. No wonder what I'm feeling. Oh my gosh, I can feel it through the phone. I'm not as strong as an empath I was in the older day, but I still got that energy. I am feeling like some light work there, and you've got to take it slow, my girl. They're telling me to take it easy and stuff. I keep feeling a physical feeling with you. You know,
okay.
Don't push, okay?
I know.
Take care of you. This is the theme for the day. Take care
of
you.
Little bubble baths, little light vanilla candles. Maybe put a little basil in your food. Basil brings money.
Okay, take a white bath. Somebody on the chat line actually asked me what that is, and I am so into white baths. A white bath. Light a white candle. Put in some salt for cleansing, because everybody's heard of nice salt baths for cleansing. Then put in some plain old white sugar for sweetness. You don't have to eat it. You're just going to bathe in it. And then pour in about a cup of milk for nurturing. So salt, sugar, milk, all white, white candle, cleansing, sweetness, and nurturing. And then just set yourself just some time for yourself. True, you'll feel a little bit like a bowl of Cheerios, the salt and the sugar of the bell. But it's really cleansing and it's really nurturing and nourishing. Rinse yourself out before you get out of the bath. And it's just do little things like that to take care of yourself. That's a really powerful one, too, to get rid of all sorts of stuck energies.
And let us know, Sharon, how it works out. We want to hear about your bath. Does that sound like we want to be your friend or what?
Thank you. Good.
We love you. Take care. Got a lot of ones going, but the problem is that Mr. Guy called times coming in. We've got 3 minutes. I mean, you're probably known for sliding into home base. So if you've ever played baseball, we usually do something really intense at the last 2 minutes of the show. And we're going to try to help 323. You were the lucky one that came in on it, and then they bounced out. And something's happened with you, 917. Please don't get uptight because I'm trying to get it through. We have patience. We're going to hang on to you, 9172. 323, please call back in. I'm so sorry. We're having a little bit of kooky here. I want to take just a second, you guys. I've got to show this. I'm very proud. It made me cry yesterday. I want to thank you, Sam and Wes. I want to thank you for this that you sent me. I will help you anytime you want. You know how to get to Jeff or do something nice for him. Here's what Wes made for me.
Are you looking for today's best psychic? Look no further than JethroSmith.net. With over 30 years of helping people understand their life's meaning, he can communicate with your loved ones that have crossed over. Let his positive energy create a powerful reading for you. That's JethroSmith.net. Give us a call at 928-284-0437 and schedule your online phone session or book your house party. You can even get email readings. That's JethroSmith.net. Transform a gut feeling into an extremely heightened sense of clarity. Call us today.
And thank you, Wes. You're a very good client and friend, and thank you for letting me be able to say about it on the air that you did this. Now, I'm going to tease you. I want a challenge from you. You made us Gandalf. You love Patty. You wrote me for 4.5 years and have tried everything to go to California. I want you to make a little one like that and beat your video. Or, I'm sorry, your MP3. Remember, I'm a little older. I don't know what your kids do. I want you to beat your MP3 and make one for Patty, and let's see what comes up on next week's show.
That was fabulous, by the way. I'm like, that was totally professional, totally engaging. That was fabulous. Bum, 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 bum. I had the drums in the back. That was good.
And any of you guys who want to know how to contact him, I'll get a hold of him. He's a very fair price, a very good person, really nice man, as you heard there. And thank you, Patty, for saying that. It made me cry. It was a little stunner yesterday. It was a nice little surprise to send it on it. Bet you won't play it. And I hit it and almost got it because it went over the air live. But I thought I could hear it before I did it. So now you guys know I do multiple tasks. Well, Patty, let's tell them to stay wild. What do you want to say to anybody before they push us out that door? We can't get the phone to come up, and the other ones are, unfortunately, only at 90 seconds.
Okay, I just want to thank them for coming and tell them to come back next week. Again, tell them what magic they have in you and that we're a pretty damn good team, so they got to come back. And just make your own magic. We all have it. We just have to remember to make it. Magic.
Greetings.
It's everywhere.
I love it. We tried to
what
get
do you
want to
tell them?
I do, Patty. I love it. I want to tell them 269. We couldn't get you through 917-352-619-812 all the way down. 970. I love all you guys. Come back. Like Patty said, maybe today was the day to hero to be take good of yourself. You all heard that. And come back next week because we're going to be right here being wild at 4 o'clock Eastern time.